Saturday, March 16th, WGHN Radio presented Everything Expo 2024, everything and more, from Central Park Place, downtown Grand Haven. We spoke with various businesses and nonprofits throughout the event about what makes them unique. One of the organizations we had the pleasure of interviewing is Lakeshore Exterior Cleaning.
And I'm being joined right now by Bill Andre. He is the owner of Lakeshore Exterior Cleaning, house washing, roof washing, decks, fences, concrete, and more. Bill, nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll talk about that in just a second. But if that name sounds familiar, because I have this too, because I have an Ella for a daughter. you are Ella's dad.
Yes.
Yes. And Ella Andre, for those of you who knows, played for the Spring Lake Lakers girls basketball team, who just had quite a season. Because I know we heard the coach Rich Hyde the other night talk with Kelly and her dad about the game, but let's get your perspective on it, because you're the dad. They had quite a run, and I don't think anybody expected them to get as far as they did. They got further than any girls team in the history of the school. Being on the parent side of that, number one, you got to be proud, but what was it like? I mean, was she excited the whole way or what?
She was super excited, and she had all the confidence in the world, and I think she believed, and she helped her teammates believe more than anybody else. And, for us to come through and have the season that we did was just a tribute to not only how hard she worked, but her teammates and how much they bought into the belief that they could get as far. And really, they wanted to go further. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously.
Well, we all do.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, running into a formidable opponent like West Catholic, obviously it is a tough game. But we really believed going in there, and I know she did. That we could beat that team. But, sometimes you come into the perfect storm, and West Catholic was that perfect storm. And but none of those girls came out of there holding their heads down. They all knew they gave it their all. Yeah. And when you walk off the court and you gave it your all, it's hard to be depressed.
So. Well, I know the other night Kelly was talking about how she had talked to Ella before the game, and I think it was the game before, the Fremont game. And she said, look, we just feel real good right now. We feel like we can beat anybody. And, going into the season, no one thought they were going to be there anyway. So, you're kind of playing with house money, and you're just having a good time.
Yeah. I mean, and when you're playing with house money, you become real dangerous at that point. Because, when you lose, everybody kind of expected you to lose. So when you're playing with house money, like you said, it kind of makes you go on with a lot less pressure that you put on yourself. So I actually, she doesn't get too much of a rest. I have her over there passing out pamphlets for me right now. So
sorry you didn't win the regional championship. You're going to work on Saturday.
That's right.
That's the way it goes. But again, we loved covering the games. They were exciting. And, that's the cool thing about, especially the game of basketball this time of year, though, you get that unexpected story. And it's like, well, here comes the Lady Lakers. And just so people understand, I mean, their season was really good. Prior to the game on Thursday or Wednesday that they lost, they had won 6 of a row and I think 11 of their last 14. It was gaudy.
Yes.
Their record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a run like that. And I mean, we were playing some pretty good teams, and we were playing them really well.
Yeah.
So, sometimes the stars align, I guess would be the best way to say it. And they were just playing. Number one, they love playing with each other. Mm. And I think that speaks volumes. When you get a group of girls that enjoy playing with each other as much as they did. And, I mean, after that game, when you see, all the crying tears, I mean, you knew they cared.
Yeah.
And when you get a group of girls that cares and love playing with each other, it's a sad moment. But every moment, especially in high school sports, comes to an end.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate enough to have it end in a way like that. Obviously, like you said, we wanted to go further, but when you get a group of girls like that that care that much for each other, it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah. No, Kelly has this great line. She said, basketball is so cruel because when you're playing basketball, unless you go to the NBA and win the world championship and retire, your last game is most likely a loss.
Absolutely.
And it's usually in high school.
Yep.
And
yep.
She goes, that's what's so cold about the game. But I just want to give a shout-out to Rich Hyde over there for creating this culture, because the Lady Lakers were not a star-driven team. It was everybody buying in, kind of like the Pistons of the early 2000s had stars, but really there were no offensive powerhouse stars. Everybody bought into it, and that's what Coach Hyde coaches.
Yep, yep. No, and Coach Hyde's been around for a long time, and he's had some really good teams. So, he finds a way to get his best out of the girls, and he gets the end this season being as far as any other girls program in the history of Spring Lake. So that's definitely something that you know, you tip your cap to. He's a hard worker, and I know he cares deeply about our girls. And, you know, he's a hard-working guy and deserves to walk out of there winning a regional yes. game and getting that program as far as it's been.
Yeah. All right, Bill, well, that's enough. Thanks. No. Anyway, but no, I think Bill will agree because I get this too. Sometimes the best thing you can be called is Ella's dad because, like, I'm an Ella and you have an Ella.
Absolutely.
So, yes, being called Ella's dad is a pretty good thing. All right, Bill, we've talked about your daughter and everything she's done with her life. What about you? Let's talk about your business, Lakeshore Exterior Cleaning. What's that all about?
Yeah, so we're an exterior cleaning company. So we're different than your traditional power washing company. You know, we incorporate what we call soft wash system. So we're more solution based oriented. So rather than come and using a pressure washer and, you know, blasting away on your siding and stuff like that, we put a solution that we let dwell for about 10 or 15 minutes. And then when we rinse it off, it rinses all the organic growth, the algae, mold, and mildew that come off of the, you know, comes off of the siding.
So, okay. So what color is this stuff?
Well, I guess it varies, but, you know, it's like a soapy yellow, I guess would be the best way to say it, but yeah, it goes on there and then, you know, it has a super clean smell to it.
Yeah.
So, almost a bleachy smell to it, but, yeah, it's,
So how do you put, I mean, do you spray it with a hose?
Yep, we spray it with a hose. So, when we spray that.
So it's like if your house was a big dog, mm-hmm. you'd be washing it the very same way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, I mean, the pressure that comes out of our hoses are not much more than would come out of your hoses at your house. So
okay.
Probably a little bit more, but definitely not the pressure that would come out of a pressure gun or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot nicer and easier on your siding.
So you spray down the house. It sets for about 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then you just hose it off.
Yep.
And your house is clean.
And your house is clean.
Okay.
Yep.
And then the advantage of this over power washing and pressure washing is because sometimes pressure washing, you might take something off.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing is sometimes it gets behind your siding, too, which is never a good thing, too. So, you know, this covers a lot of bases as far as doing it cleaner and safer and just makes it look cleaner for longer.
Okay. All righty. So house washing, roof washing, decks, fences. You can do it on, oh, yeah, I guess you could do it on fences, couldn't
you? Yep. So, and we do windows as well. So, yep.
And concrete and more. Is this commercial or residential? Will you do any kind of structure?
Yeah, we do. We've done both. I mean, we've cleaned some Big B buildings down in Saugatuck. We've cleaned the Magnum building in Spring Lake. You know, and then obviously we have a lot of the residential houses, but we've done it all.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find yourself into this way of work?
Well, you know, we just being a teacher, I'm also a teacher, so this is kind of my side gig. But you know, just giving us something. So you know, my youngest or my oldest Ella now, who's going to St. Mary's to play soccer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to find a way to pay tuition.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's true.
Yeah. So that kind of got us, you know, knowing that, you know, down the road we're going to have to start, you know, fronting for some tuition and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So that was kind of the main driving force. But, you know, in the end, this is just something that I enjoy doing. And, you know, I get some help from my brother and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
do we have Ella out here on the hose, too? Is she out helping with the business?
Well, I'm trying to talk her into that. But, you know, I'm worried she might break a fingernail or something like
right,
that.
Oh, that's right. Because, you got to keep the investment safe. Do you ever go up to her and go, this is your empire. Someday it'll be yours.
Well, I have. And it not really received as well as I had hoped. It's a little more eye roll, and that's okay, Dad. Maybe give it to Bailey.
All right. So is it just you, or who else helps you with the business?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the business front, that's just me, but my brother Patrick helps a lot.
Okay.
He does a lot of the work and stuff like that.
You trust your brother?
I trust him.
Okay.
I trust him. Actually, probably more people trust Patrick doing the work than me. So
okay. So, again, we're talking to Bill Andre. And you're a teacher at Spring Lake, too?
No, I teach in the Grand Rapids area,
Godfrey
Lake Public Schools. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I live in Spring Lake. We've lived there now for 20 years. And
Quite a commute. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, what do you teach?
I teach health.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So thus you have the sports athletic background.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. So, boy, you're all over.
Yeah.
Must put a lot of miles on the car.
I sure do.
Yeah. So then have you ever had a day where you're teaching and then somebody calls you and they have a job, like maybe like in the spring or something, and so after that you teach, you go off, you'd clean the house or whatever?
Yeah, and you know, my brother helps a lot, but I have had days, you know, where you get to Grand Rapids, you got to hustle back to Spring Lake or Muskegon, you know, try to get that done before it gets dark.
Yeah.
And then get back. But it doesn't happen very often, you know, usually that if my brother's, you know, because this is kind of a second job for him as well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
He can do most of it, and if not, you know, we'll hit it on a weekend or something like that.
I was
going to
say, what is your season? Because, like, could you clean on a day like today, or would you clean on a day like
you
today?
You know, a day like today, what are we, like, in the 40s? You know, 40s is about as low as you'd want to go as far as cleaning, just because it performs better in warmer weather. The ingredients in the solution perform better in warmer weather. So could we? Yes, it might take a little bit longer, but it's not ideal.
So when, like, is your season? When do you?
Yeah, I would say we really start picking up probably about 2 weeks after spring break.
Okay.
And then usually it's full court press, to use a basketball analogy, till 4th of July.
Okay.
And then it'll kind of trend off a little bit after that. But, I mean, between, you know, that point in April to the 4th of July, it's pretty hectic.
There is no better choice than WGHN Radio to tell your group's story. With award-winning marketers, copywriters, and producers in-house, we will work with you to formulate a plan to make your voice heard. Contact us today at 616-842-8110 or visit WGHN.com to learn how we can contribute to your organization's growth.